Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hej och välkommen till Travel News podcast. Mitt namn är Viggo Kavling och jag är chefredaktör på Travel News, Nordens största affärstidning om reseindustrin. Och vi säljer två saker. Vi säljer fåfänga, det vill säga vi uppmärksammar människor i reseindustrin, och vi säljer kunskap om reseindustrin. Och vill du verkligen ha kunskap om reseindustrin, ja, då finns det bara ett sätt att skaffa det, nämligen genom Travel News Premium. För 3000 kronor om året, alltså ungefär några ynka kronor om dagen, får du dagliga uppdateringar om vad som händer i reseindustrin. Artiklar som du inte kan läsa någon annanstans, om flyg, hotell, turism, ekonomi och hur branschen utvecklas i reseindustrin. Det tycker jag du ska skaffa, men först kan du lyssna på den här intervjun med Matthias som är vd på Sunweb i Holland. Ett bolag som finns på 9 marknader, eller 7 marknader, jag ber om ursäkt. Bland annat i Sverige, de har precis köpt AirTours. Jag träffade honom på AirTours kontor där han är ungefär en gång i månaden. Bandet rullar. Jag sitter här med Matthias Tenbrink. Did I say the name right?
Yeah, almost good. Matthijs, it's officially.
Matthijs.
You did so well at the Travel Awards.
Okay. Sunweb CEO, and now in Stockholm at the office at AirTours. So let's start with what is Sunweb? Shall we start with that? Some of you that listen knows that, but not everybody. So please explain.
Sunweb was created more than 30 years ago. It's originally a Dutch company, but now active in 7 European countries, among Sweden. And we like to call ourselves a digital holiday expert because we believe that we're no longer a tour operator while introducing dynamic packaging and with all the other things we do. And we believe that the expertise we've built together with our partners in the last, I would say, 30-something years is really what sets us apart and what our customers appreciate.
You bought AirTours like a year ago?
Yeah, we closed the deal a bit more than a year ago. And since then, we happily moved together in this world. And I think this is my 8th time in Stockholm since that time. Always enjoying it. And I'm working really closely together with the 3 founders.
And why are you here at this moment now? Can you announce any big news?
No, not really big news, but obviously I always do a catch-up with the whole team and to make sure that they are aware of what's cooking now. They're part of the bigger Sunweb group. But we're also meet the brand, the airline, to see what they can offer, how they see the market developing, and whether there is a future partnership in the making here.
Which airline? I didn't know.
Bra.
Bra, okay, yeah. Bra. Oh. So you're going to connect with Bra as well. They serve Ving already. Is that a problem for you that they serve some of your competitors, or how do you think about that?
No, we always work very closely with Ving because we also share flights today. And they're a very strong company with good products, and there's room for the both of us.
1 million passengers or customers you had last year. How many of them were from Sweden?
Last year, around, I would say, 60,000 or so. 60, and this year, hopefully, around 80,000-85,000. So AirTours and us together back on track. And we'll grow to probably double in the next years to come.
Why will you double?
Now, we believe in the Swedish market. We believe with our flexible model, where we don't own any hotels, we don't own any aircraft, so we can basically follow the demand and the wishes of the customer, that our model really has an added value in this market, and that people like our product. And then you should grow.
Atus is a Swedish brand. Do you think it will work all over Nordic, or will you have different brands in, for example, Denmark and Norway and Finland?
No, in principle, we use the Soma brand everywhere. For now, we continue with the Atus brand, and we'll see how that develops in the months and years to come.
There was a bankruptcy of a company called Detour here in Sweden. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, they went bankrupt.
Yes. Yeah. And they're starting again with the same brand. Do you think that's good or bad for the travel business in general, or will everybody have forgotten that already, or what do you say?
No, yeah, you see also in other countries, people still keeping the Thomas Cook brand. I believe sometimes your time has come, your destiny has been reached, and start something new with a new brand and don't go back to the so-called good old days. I cannot judge how important the brand here is in the Swedish market, but I can imagine that after the bankruptcy, a lot of customers were disappointed, and that will stick to the brand.
Do you think in general that a business like this, you said the bankruptcy of Thomas Cook and now Detour, is this something that reflects on the business in total or not? There was a poll in Sweden here saying that people, their upplevelse, their reliability in travel in general was going down. Do you have you heard about this, or do you have the same? Do you understand the question?
Yeah, I think the market and our industry is very volatile and sensitive to whatever happens in the world, whether it's a war or it is a different crisis. But I think organizations like ours have proven to really stand behind our customers and our partners in those crises. So we did that in the Corona years. Last year, we had a horrible year in the Netherlands with Schiphol being a mess. The last couple of weeks, our main airline partner in the Netherlands, Transavia, had a lot of cancellations. And we didn't miss one holiday because we are flexible enough to always rebook our customers, take care of them, find an alternative. So I think in these difficult times, more and more customers start to rely on organizations like ourselves.
Now, when you mentioned Schiphol, how is it at Schiphol at the moment?
Now, we just had our May vacation, so the 2 weeks of school holidays, which is probably the busiest period of the whole year because it's really focused on those 2 weeks. They managed well, luckily, and that is well needed because what we see as Somap Group is that a lot of our Dutch customers are rebooking through Belgium or German airports, which is not good in the end for nobody.
So the problems are still there.
There's always problems. So this year it's a bit more Transavia. Last year it was the airport. I don't know what will happen this summer. Something will happen. Right? I've never seen a year or a season where we have completely stability in our industry.
Now I can't find the word. The people in the towers at the airport that control the airplanes.
Traffic control.
Yes. Traffic control. Sorry, my brain is not functioning in English. There's going to be problems in France this summer. What do you think? Or is it the same problem all over Europe about traffic control?
No, there's a long-standing plan to combine all traffic control and have a single European sky, which is such a brilliant idea because it saves a lot of fuel, a lot of time, and a lot of cost. So it's good for everybody. But there are a few countries which are not willing to participate because they have those strikes. One of those countries is France. I think that problem has been there for the last 10 years. When I was CEO of Transavia, we had exactly the same problem. And we'll deal with it. We'll fix it. We'll find a way around it. But it's going to be messy once in a while.
But do you think there will ever be a singular sky European or not?
Yes, I think in our lifetime we will not see electric flying, but we will see the single European sky.
I spoke with the CEO of SAS last week, and he said that the consolidation of the European flight market will happen rather soon. What do you think?
I believe he is right. I read your interview, by the way. Thanks. It was nice. So I think for the smaller airlines like SAS and in some of the other countries where there is not yet, they're neither part of the Lufthansa Group, Air France KLM Group, or the IAG Group. That will happen slowly but surely. But I think first SAS needs to restructure itself and prove that they can be profitable. And then for them, it is a good step to become part of one of the bigger groups.
And the three bigger groups, they will be IAG, KLM Air France, and Lufthansa.
Yeah, I don't see any other group coming in, also because those groups have very strong partnerships with both Asian and US carriers. So the world is basically divided into three or four bigger groups. And then around that, you have the low-cost airlines like Ryanair, EasyJet, that have a right on their own to fill gaps in the market.
And the prices will go up how many percent when this happens?
No, prices are going up, partly because of tax. I think fuel sooner or later will go up again. So I think flying will in itself probably double in the next 5 years or so.
It will double?
It will double.
We're hoping a little bit here. Air Tours will be number four. It's number four, yes.
I think it's number four. And it depends a bit how you look at the market. If you only divide the market between, let's say, the traditional tour operators. But if you take, obviously, the view that Booking.com or Airbnb is also a player, it becomes a different picture. But if you take a more traditional view, I think Air Tours is number four. Now, and we always say, if you want to call Sweden a home market or any country, you need to be in the top three, because then you can leverage your scale.
And when will you be top three?
The idea is to be there in 3 years' time.
There are all the three that are bigger than you, TUI, Ving, and Apollo. They also have like big capital behind them. Will some of them buy each other, or will some slip down?
I think it's not just big capital, it's also focus. So it all depends whether they see the Swedish market as important as we find the Swedish market. And again, I think we have a very strong model compared to some of the others. So I think Ving, they will be there. I think they are the number one, but also have very high customer reviews. And I think the two others, should look a bit in the mirror.
Okay, I'm going to see here my questions. If you look out, you see seven markets. Are all moving in the same direction, or is somebody, because there's a very big interest in traveling at the moment in Sweden, are you seeing the same in all seven markets, or are there any differences?
No, I see a bit of a difference. Holland was strong, but is a bit slowish at the moment. Belgium is very strong. Denmark is very strong. Sweden is doing okay, but had a soft start. So you see, depending on which months of the year you look, you see the differences. You also see the difference in products and what people like and where they go. So you really cannot see Europe as one. And having the right local knowledge, the local touch, is extremely important. And that's why we're also so happy that we have the Air Tours team on board, and that they really want to be part of our adventure going forward.
The capacity has gone down a little bit. Will it be full this summer, or will they still be able to find trips if you last minute call?
No, there's always last minute space. The question is, what will happen to the pricing? I don't think there's any need, looking at the capacity and the demand, which is still in the market, for anybody to drop their pricing. That would be very stupid. And that's certainly not something we're looking at, if I may say so. I can say that, publicly I can say that, yeah.
So when we meet again in 2 years, what will have happened then?
No, I think then everybody will be convinced that that Sunweb is here to stay. We will not only have the traditional sun and beach program, we will have a cruise offer. We will be the number one in ski in the market. Potentially, we will have Eliza West here as one of our other main brands in the market. So you see really a broader product offering on the Sunweb platform, but still with the Air Tours entrepreneurship and local touch with the good understanding of the Swedish market.
Have I forgotten something that I should have asked, but I haven't asked?
No, I think we are pretty much complete and looked at the market in 50 minutes. So job well done.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks. Ja, vill du ha fler intervjuer som denna och fördjupad kunskap om reseindustrin, då är det Travel News Premium som gäller. Men det är helt gratis att lyssna på våra podcast. Om du prenumererar så får du naturligtvis uppdatering så fort det kommer något nytt i din telefon. Du kan bläddra bakåt i arkivet och lyssna på en massa gamla intervjuer med kändisar i reseindustrin och makthavare i reseindustrin. Jag tackar för din tid att du orkat lyssna på oss och fortsätt att hänga på travelnews.se. Varje morgon kommer nyhetsbrevet, det är du naturligtvis registrerad på, annars är det bara att gå in och registrera sig helt gratis. Ja, nu har jag tjatat tillräckligt. Tack så mycket för din tid, som sagt, ha det bra.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.